today we're going to talk about Anim Zemiros. We've been talking, yesterday we spoke about Adon Allah, maybe next week we'll talk about Yigdal. Today we're going to talk about Anim Zemiros. Specifically, why is it that some shuls say it all the time, some shuls very rarely say it, some shuls don't say it. Why is it that a kid says it sometimes? At what point in davening should it be said? But let's first start with the most basic thing. Who wrote it? Where does it come from? So it seems that it comes from Chassidei Ashkenaz. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that it was written by Rav Shmuel HaChassid, who was born in the year 1115. Who is Rav Shmuel HaChassid, you ask? Well, he is more famous for who his son was. His son was Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So the father of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is, it suggests, at least by Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that he was the one who wrote it. In fact, the stanza that says, Tika Shiras Rush Bienecha, that the Shiras Rush should be precious in your eyes, is Rush is an acronym for Rav Shmuel, and he put his name in the song. That's also one of the major punctuation mistakes people make in Anim Zemiros. People sing it as if it's Tikar Shiras Rush B'Einecha, the one who's destitute in your eyes. It's not that he's destitute in your eyes. Tikar Shiras Rush, the Shira of the Rush, should be B'Einecha. But anyway, some assume that it's not Rav Shmuel HaChassid, but in fact was written by his son, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And Rav Shmuel HaChassid actually wrote the Shira Yichud, which often precedes, certainly on Kol Nidre night, precedes Anim Zemiros, precedes the Shira Covenant. So Rabbi HaChassid wrote it as like an add-on to the Shira Yichud. And that's why he put in that line, Tikar Shiras Rush, that the whole Shira that was started by his father, and that's why it's a little bit odd that Rav Shmuel would call himself Rav Shmuel, right? You would think he would call himself Shmuel, but if Rabbi HaChassid added that part in, so you understand why he would allude to himself as, why he would allude to his father as Rav Shmuel. Alright, be that as it may, it was written very early on. It was written by one of the Chassidei Ashkenaz in around the 12th century, and it's referred to not just as Anim Zemiros, but it's called the Shira Kavod. A lot of different suggestions why it's called the Shira Kavod. In some way, it might relate to the Shir Shal Yom that we say on Sundays, which has a whole bunch of psukim of Sushar, Meshach, Supischelon, Yavo Melech HaKavod, a lot about Melech HaKavod, HaKavod. In fact, in one of the Sidurim, it suggests that when you open the Aron for Anim Zemiros, you're supposed to recite those last four psukim of the Shir Shal Yom on Sunday, all about Kavod, that this is all about the Melech HaKavod, giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's in fact much of the content of Anim Zemiros. Others suggest that it's called kavod because it has 32 stanzas, if you count Yarev, not twice, because it's said twice, you have 32 stanzas, and that's the gematria of kavod. Whatever it might be, some of the Siddur Otzar Tefila says it's called Shira Kavod, because it has to be said B'derech Kavod. B'ni'imus, it has to be said B'mrutza, B'masan V'lo B'mrutza, patiently, not quickly, you shouldn't be swallowing the words, it should be very, in a very kavodic way. The problem is that I would imagine all Tefilas have to be said in a kavodic way, that this would have to be called the Shira Kavod for that. Okay, well, for whatever reason, it's called the Shira Kavod. When do we say it? So there are some that have the minhag never to say it. Some say it only on Yom Kippur. Some say it only. Some say it on Shabbos. It's not mentioned in the Torah or Shulchan Aruch at all. So we have no imperative from halachic sources that one must say it. However, in Minhagei Maril, he says to say it on the night of Kol Nidre, after Shir Yichud and before Adon Olam. So that's the earliest source we have to say it is to say it Dafka on Yom Kippur after Kol Nidre. That's why many shuls have a minhag that they only say it on Yom HaKippurim. I haven't been able to verify this, but I seem to recall that when I was in Tinek once in Rabbi Adler's shul, he told me that Rav Soloveitchik's minhag was only to say it on Yom Kippur, but I haven't been able to verify that yet. The Bach in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis says to say it every day with Kedushas Uvalitzion. Every day, to say Anim Zemiros every single day, right after Uvel Tzion. Why? What's the Svaris? He gives a very strange part. He says, the Gemara Masecha Sota tells us that each day, the pranas of each day are worse than the previous day. How do we save ourselves from all the Yisurin and the pranas that come, that are Yavah Ba'olam? Two things that are Segula to save us. Kedusha de Sidra, which is the Kedusha of Uvel Tzion, and Yeheshme Rabba Da Agadita, saying the Yeheshme Rabba after at the Kaddish after you say an Agadita Gemara. So Anim Zemiros contains a remez to an Agadita Gemara in it. Kesher Tfilin Harela Anav is a reference to the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, where Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it sometimes Tzadik V'ralo, Tzadik V'tovlo, sometimes Rasha V'ralo, sometimes Rasha V'tovlo? So the Gemara over there says HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Kesher Shel Tfilin. So that's an Agadata Gemara. So we put together the Kedusha Desidra and Agadata every single day in order to save us from the Puranas that are invariably going to be there on that day. Rabbi Bamberger just showed me that in the Sefer Masas HaMelech, he dafka focuses on that line of the anivus, that it's dafka the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu, hera la'anav, it's dafka the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu that allowed him to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way, that allowed him to have pe'al pe'adaber bo, that allowed him to have, and that's what Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Gimel, that Moshe was zocha to nevuah of pe'al pe' because of midas ha'anava. So over here, where we're encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this shir HaKavod, with this very lofty spiritual shir, so we dafka refer to that midah of anivus. But be that as it may, that's what the Bach suggests, that we should say it every day. A little bit difficult. Of all the agaditas you could say, you know, why not Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael, everyone's favorite agadita, right? Just say that, because everyone knows it's over when you say that agadita. So why not just say that one? The Marshal and the Levush in Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel says that the minig is to say it, the minute to say it every day is incorrect. They say it's not good to say it every day. And it seems that all of those who are hesitant about saying it or saying it too often are hesitant because of Rom Ma'alaso Kedushasa, that it's too holy, too great, too powerful to say every day. It's like similar to what the Gemara says, Omer Halal B'chol Yom is Mecharif U'Megadev, that we shouldn't grow so accustomed to it that it means like nothing to us. Similar to how the Kohen Gadol only goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim only one time a year. If you do say it every day, the Levush writes, at least keep the Aron closed. Because opening the Aron is like going Lefnai V'Lefnim. He says, at least keep the Aron closed if you want to say it every day. He says, when can you open the Aron and say it properly? Shabbos, Yom Tov, and he adds, Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. Those are the only times. In Likutei Ma'arich, he says that we only say it Shabbos and not during the week, because he says very similar to what the Rama writes, that one shouldn't say Pita Maktaras B'chol Yom, because it's such a rush to say it that you might skip one of the Sammane Aktaras, and Chisrachas we call Sabneha Chayiv Misa. So we're afraid of skipping one. So similarly, we're afraid that in the recitation of Anam Zemiros, we're going to go so fast that we're going to skip parts of it, and then we're destroying this very lofty holy tefillah. Rav Sturmbach in a tshuva in Chelek Beis bemoans the idea that he's seen in many places that they're in such a rush to do Anam Zemiros that the Kehillah starts before the Chazan finishes, the Chazan starts before the Kehillah finishes. He says you say it responsibly because each person is only really saying half of it. You're supposed to be listening to the other half. It's supposed to actually be responsive where you listen to all the other words that you're not saying. So if you're swallowing in, you're jumping ahead into the words that, while the Chazan's still talking, you're making it like his part is not nogea you. So he says it's a terrible bizayon to this very lofty tefillah. The Aruch HaShulchan Reish Pevav says that it's nice to say it on Shabbos because Shabbos is a very holy day and people are in less of a rush, and that's why many, many shuls have the minhag to say it on Shabbos. If you ask around, I asked around the Beis Medrash this morning, anyone know anything about Anam Zemiros? They say, oh, I know the Gra says to say it only on Yom Kippur. In Maisa Rav, Siman Nun Gimel, it says, Ve'ein omrim shum mizmar zula shir shal yom v'lo shir yuchad v'lo shir ha-kavod, rak b'yom tov. It doesn't say Yom Kippur. It says Yom Tov. And any Yom Tov, you say Anam Zemiros according to the Gra. Rav Sturmbach explains in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Chelek Beis in Pei Aleph that people are too busy even on Shabbos, they're thinking about getting to the Kiddush, they're not going to sing it nicely, but in Yom Tov they're going to sing it nicely. It's quite an assumption. On Yom Tov a lot of times people, it's a longer davening than Shabbos, people are getting antsy at the end of davening. So it's similar to why there's no Nesias Kapayim in Chosaretz except for Yom Tov. Rav Sturmbach advises, the Shaila was from a rabbi who was in a shul where they hadn't been saying Anam Zemiros on every Shabbos, and the Balabatim wanted to start saying it, and he advises the rabbi to resist the pressure and not to start saying it every Shabbos, because as invariably it won't be done with the proper cover. Meshkiach was just telling me that he was in a shul and they announced, as they're saying Anam Zemiros, all the children should line up and shake the rabbi's hand and get a candy and whatever, like during Anam Zemiros, meaning that's just the way, and that's the best. That's better than it is in Moshe's. Moshe's just guys talking and folding the talisman, and it's a kid who's oblivious, who's up there, doesn't even realize always. So it's so that everyone agrees shouldn't happen. So if that's the way it's going to happen, it seems that most of the poskim say better not to say it and to make it special, reserve it for times that are special. I know in my shul we only say it on Yom Narayim. We say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but we say it at the beginning of davening, when you say the Shir Yichud at the beginning of davening. So if you ask most of the people in my shul, do we say Anim Zemiros ever, they'll tell you no, because no one's there at the very beginning of davening. So it's me and the Gabbai and a couple of other people are aware that that we actually have such a minhag. There are many kilos that say only Anim Doram. What's the idea of a kid saying Anim Zemiros? It seems a little bit strange. If everyone's talking about what a holy tefillah it is, after you have a child say it, seems so out of place. In the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Oz Vav, is quoted in Sefer Yishei Yisrael, he says it's really not right to do it. Rav Shturmbach also in Tshuvas Varagus Chelek Besim Pei Aleph, very against having a child saying it. Similar to the Gemara saying that a child shouldn't be Motzias and Halal, it's a bizayin to have a child say it. However, the Yishei Yisrael quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I saw others quote from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that Einis Rebedavar, that it's mutter to have a child say it. Is there any maila in having a child say it? Well, some would say anything a child can say, like Psukei Dezimra. I know Rav Shechter used to always encourage that a child can lead Psukei Dezimra. If he can, then he should. It's a good way to get him involved and get him used to it. Obviously, if he knows how to pronounce the words and he's able to do it, then you can teach him the basic nusach. But there are those that suggest, I don't know, I haven't seen it in any sefer anywhere, I've just heard it around, that dafka, we have a child do it because a child has a certain innocence. And since it's such a holy, it's like the kruvin, you know, it's the holy song that's lefnai v'lefnim, so it's dafka, the image of a child that has the requisite innocence. At what point in davening should it be said? So most of the time it's said at the end of davening. The problem is it often leads to complete disregard for the tefillah. Plus a kid is doing it, like we said, and very often it leads to complete disregard. So that's why some say it dafka in Shachris. Rabbi Adler from YU has a 6-part series on YU Torah about Anim Zemiros, 6 full-length shiurim on Anim Zemiros. I did not listen to all of them, but I did listen to one of them. And in the first one, where he gives the basic introduction, he quotes from a kuntros that he saw somewhere, that written by a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember who, that Anim Zemiros may have been written like Akdamos on Shavuos, as a psicha to Birchas HaTorah. If that's the case, then it makes a lot of sense to say it after Shachris, right before Kriyas Torah. Birchas Sinani L'Rosh, he suggests, is the brachos of Birchas HaTorah. But it seems that most have the minhag not that way, to say it at the end of davening, where again, you run a greater risk, though, of decorum being an issue.